Windy City, Wonder Boy, Mr. Tyrone Davis. At 6:07 in the city right now, 7 minutes on the downside of six. And it's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huddy. Of course, he's the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling with our special guest this afternoon, the legendary Tom Jones is with us this afternoon. So let's go to the line and see what's going on. Welcome to the show, Mr. Huggin, Mr. Jones.
Yes. It's a pleasure to be on the air. And I hope a lot of my old-time fans out there are listening. I'd like to say hello to them, and I'm looking forward to coming back.
That's right, Tom, and we're looking forward to bringing you back.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it. See, I'm originally from Georgia, so we're almost right next door to each other.
Well, you this was your home away from home.
Oh, yes. Back many times. Yes, many times. I love that part of the country.
Well, you remember the building that you wrestled in Greenwood, Mississippi?
In Greenwood, Greenville. Yeah, Greenwood, Greenville. I made all of them.
Jackson, Mississippi was
Jackson,
a big stop.
Yeah, I lived in Jackson for quite a while there.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us back then, who was one of your biggest foes that you went up against and gave you some of your biggest challenges? I remember hearing that it was, matter of fact, he's with me right now, not here in the room, but I talked to him just a few minutes ago, and he told me to remind you this.
Yeah.
When you come to Mississippi, prepare to get your butt whooped like you did back when you first came by Dr. X.
Well, you know, talk is cheap. I tell you what, between Dr. X, the Spoiler, gave me my toughest time in the state of Mississippi. Those guys were tough. And Dr. X, you never knew when he was going to load that boot. And I tell you what, brother, when he kicked you, he'd put you in la-la land.
Well, you know he's working with me, and he's one of the main influential persons that helped get me into wrestling,
yeah.
And I owe him a lot, but I'm going to tell you like this. He is hadn't changed his ways,
uh-huh.
And he and I may be on the, throes right. of a falling out, but I do what I can to accommodate people with their ways and their whims,
right.
So I'm going to accommodate him for a while,
right.
But he's educated me on what real wrestling is.
Right.
Touch on what real wrestling is to the people, because when you wrestled here, it was real. It wasn't what you see on TV today.
Yeah. Back to Dr. X, I tell you, X gave me a run for my money. Bill Watts, he put a knot on all of them heads. X was tough. He was tough. He wouldn't back away from nobody. The thing that I hate about wrestling today, we have some guys out there buy a pair of wrestling boots, and they think they can promote wrestling and train wrestling. And there's some of the guys out there right now who wouldn't even make it through my school. Because I came along back in Danny Hodge days, and I tell you what, you got in the ring with Danny Hodge, brother, he would tie you up like a pretzel. And some of the guys out there don't know an arm bar from a salad bar, don't know a wrist lock from a wristwatch. And I guarantee you, brother, you come to my school, that's what you will learn.
Well, we got some of those kind of people, we call them outlaw
types,
and they try to run wrestling. But we're the only, Mid-South Wrestling is the only legit
right.
company running in the state of Mississippi today. And that reminds me, I want to say hi to one of my friends out there. He happens to be one of the biggest fans of Mid-South Wrestling. His name is Bob Serial.
Uh-huh.
He happened to call me wanting to know who was going to be on the show and everything, so I said I'd do a shout-out to him.
Okay.
But back to those outlaws, what is bad about this little picture right here? You take a guy that's never been trained,
right?
First match
yes.
ever in a ring, they put a belt on him.
Shouldn't be there.
That match shouldn't happen.
Shouldn't happen.
The event shouldn't have been sanctioned.
Never.
Bill Watts would have not tolerated it happening in his territory. What would you guys and Bill would have done?
We would show him the door.
And just make it real difficult.
You either come down, you're training with, or you don't fit in. Just that simple.
Yeah. We've got to get legitimacy back in the business.
That's true.
We've got.
What's bad with wrestling today? I mean, Stone Cold, Mavia. I know those people. Mavia's dad and I used to go fishing together. Rocky Johnson. I know him very well. Stone Cold. I mean, makes a lot of money. I know the man, but he's in a position right now with New Mid-South in Oklahoma City. I'm the president of that organization. You don't see anybody walking out flipping people off. Popping a beer, drinking it in the ring and stuff like that, because a lot of parents are having a problem with their kids anyway. And they see that and they're like, wow, man, that's cool. That's the way to do it. But it's not the way you do it.
No.
It's not the way you do it.
See, Tom, I'm working with the people in the community. We're going around to the schools.
Right.
We're
going
to actually be talking about the true values And my guys speak as role models. We go into the systems and we and Jagged Edge talk shit to children about not smoking, not drinking.
Right.
So what would we do when we go to a match and we go to doing all that extreme cussing and fussing and grabbing women, letting men beat women? I don't want no part of that. I want my wrestling to look like it did back in the 60s and 70s.
Sure.
Of course you've got to be modern.
Sure.
So we got hardcore style wrestlers. We got those kind of people. And we're modern, but we got to get this stuff back to the grassroots. And I've got to work with you.
Yeah.
You've got to work with me.
True.
We work with Skandar in Texas.
Yes.
And we work with...
Skandar. Oh, my God. That's another one gets under my skin.
Well, he's beckoned me to Texas.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know the group that he's out there with. Well, they want to start sharing talent with me, and I've got a meeting out there. Bill Watts is going to meet with us also.
That's great. Bill Watts is a great one.
Yeah. And it's going to be an interesting conversation, but we're going to announce that we're going to run some dates in Texas.
Right.
You and I, we're going to make an agreement after the first of the year. We're going to sign contracts on it. We're going to start bringing in your stars.
Mid-South and New Mid-South.
Right. We're going to dominate this whole territory.
Right.
And if Skandar don't act right, well, you and I, we'll go to Texas and we'll straighten him up.
Yeah, I can slap a knot upside his head and he knows that.
There you go.
But I would love to say hello to the fans once again. I love that part of the country and I'm looking forward to coming back.
I tell you, they're going to remember you. Now, let me do this. Let me do this. All you older fans, I know y'all remember Tom Jones. You sat right there and watched him on WXVT, well, Channel 6, WABG.
True.
When it was Mid-South Wrestling.
Right.
But you got to tell your children about him.
You got to
tell them what old school wrestling was all about.
That's right.
Because those children are seeing a misguided message on TV.
Yeah, along with Pork Chop Cash, Junkyard Dog, Big Cat Ernie Ladd. I mean, just on and on. Ray Candy.
Now, you and Ernie Ladd go way back.
Very good friend.
Ernie's going to be my guest tomorrow.
Well, great. Tell him, I said, give him a big hello for me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. And we've got more guests lined up over the next couple of weeks, fans.
Could I say hello? Excuse me for cutting out. Say hello to a couple of people out there, if you don't mind?
That you know in the community?
Joyce Calkins and Gil Calkins.
Right.
The promoters in that area, I hope I'm not saying anything wrong.
They were good to me.
They were good to me and Kurt and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Jr., I'd love to say, if they'll listen, say hello, and I love them.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Well, the Caucus actually are watching what I'm doing. And we talked on the phone, and they gave me advice at the beginning, and they explained to me about some of the things that were wrong with the business.
Yeah.
And when they found out that I was going to do the traditional old school wrestling, number one, I wasn't going to put a non-trained wrestler in the ring, and number two, I wasn't going to let a young juvenile wrestler dominate my business.
Yes.
I'm not going to do that.
True.
If he
Would you
can't,
please say hello to them for me, please?
Please, I will.
Okay.
When you come to town, I'll actually invite them up for a big meeting, and we'll sit around and talk over time.
I'd love that. That'll be a reunion for me.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I've got some pictures that you need to see,
okay.
And you're gonna flash back when you see them.
Uh-huh.
But the Calkin was in the ring refereeing.
Right.
I believe it was the son.
Okay.
But I think the year was 1972.
Yeah.
But
pretty amazing. I'll tell you what, next time I talk to you, I want to get your address and what have you,
mm-hmm.
and send some new pictures down and see what I look like. Now, right now, I'm down 245, and I'm up to doing sets of 5 at 315 on the bench, and I work out 4 days a week.
Goodness.
I'm bigger and better shape than I ever was.
I heard that you was in shape, and I heard that you were doing wonderful things in Oklahoma and that you had a wonderful school.
Yes.
And we are, after the first of the year, February, fans, I'll tell you about those dates as they're coming up, where we're going to have, where you can see Tom Jones. Hopefully, we'll be able to bring Ernie Ladd in for an autograph signing session. Of course, Ernie doesn't wrestle anymore.
Yeah.
But there's old stars of the Mid-South
that
have to come in to educate these youngins and have to show them what wrestling really is.
Sure.
And we're going to wipe away all this outlaws mess that's going on. These non-trained wrestlers, if y'all listening out there, you get your butts trained because you'll never go nowhere.
I had three young men that come down and visit my school one weekend and said that they were already wrestling and they wanted to come down and work out. They worked out one time and never came back.
Yeah.
Never came back. They couldn't take it.
I tell you, I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. It's a tough game. But see, they can go to those outlaw shows and they can get in the ring and they can pat their foot around.
Right.
And all they're doing is tearing the business now.
That's right.
We ain't gonna have it.
No. A young man called me the other night from Arkansas, and the same deal. Said he was wrestling for some organization down there. And I said, well, what's the crowd like? He said, well, last week we drew 25 people.
See, that tells you.
That's it.
We're drawing big crowds, and every time we come back to a town, the town, it grows. It gets bigger because the people see what they want to see. They see old school wrestling, and they like it. It's real. It's real to the heart. It's real to the feeling.
And I can name the toughest guys in wrestling today. Dean Malenko, I wrestled his dad, the great Malenko, many a time.
Mm-hmm.
Benoit, very tough.
Yeah.
Benoit, very, very tough. Saturn. Those guys are wrestling. Mr. Perfect, those guys can, they can actually do it to you.
Yep, and I can name a non-wrestler.
Yeah, but I can name a whole bunch of those.
A whole bunch of those
that are
in positions that they don't need to be.
Right.
But if people stay true to the business, we can get it back to some similarities like it was in the old Mid-South territory.
Sure.
And with these connections that I'm making around the Mid-South area, I want all you fans to know that I'm Buddy Huggins is doing the right thing for the fans.
Tell everybody Tom Jones is on his way.
All right. Fans, we got a show that's the 11th in Batesville, Mississippi. It starts at 1 o'clock. I'm making it free to the public. We'll be doing a joint venture with the All Pro Wrestling. That is another legit company in the state of Mississippi. Under the auspice of Mid-South Wrestling, I'm inviting the entire community out in Batesville, Mississippi. It's a free show to the public. You'll see the top stars of the Mid-South Wrestling. You'll see the Jagged Edge, Bob Ross, Dark Heart, and Luscious Kenny Valley, along with Handsome Jimmy Boogie Woogie Man, will be there in person. Y'all come early, you get to sign autographs. Stay late, you get to sign autographs. All right, Tom?
I'd like to say hello, Mississippi. I love you. I love that part of the country.
Wonderful.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Take care of yourself. God bless you.
Okay, Mr. Jones, thanks. Well, we thank you for having you. And, of course, Mr. Huggins, we thank you for your road report. And we'll be talking with you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling and the legendary Tom Jones. At 6:18 to the city right now, we'll be right back with more blues inside the Budweiser Blues Cruise at 104.3 WGL and the Audi 106.3 WGNG.
It was a day like any other, except for the haunting cry of a lone earthworm. Oh, I like that.
Louis.
I reached for my Budweiser long neck. Its longness lengthened my soul.
Louis, what are you doing?
I'm writing a novel. Be quiet.
Oh, boy.
A voice called to me. Ask not for whom the swamp tolls, Louis. It tolls for thee. And it's tolling big time, baby.
Louis, stop writing, please. I can't take
Frankie,
it.
Frankie, I was in a zone.
Just stick to the comedy.
Yeah, Frankie, there is more to me than comedy.
Yeah, like what?
Like a tortured artist.
Yeah, if anyone's tortured, it's me.
Alas, Frank.
Alas.
How can you say these things? I am spilling my guts onto the page.
Yeah, well, I'm going to spill my lunch onto the page.
Yeah, well, you do not appreciate the artist.
All right, Louis, face it. You're writing a novel so women will think you're cool.
Crossed my mind.
No, you're pathetic.
Now, oh, quiet, Frank. I must write. It was a day like any other, except that Frank could not stop yapping.
It's going to be a long summer.
Yap on, he said. Yap on, quoth the raven.
Anheuser-Busch.